pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this
beef stew.
Try this
beef stew.
What's the deal? What's going on? Party people in the place to be. It's your man Big Stu in the building. You know I'm in the building. And on by my side, I got my gracious partner with me from the Taste of Hip Hop Cooking, Kev Jitters Cook On. You in the building, baby?
You know that. You already know how it's going down. Big Stu, what's good, baby?
What's going on, family? You know, we gotta set the record straight today, because today's show is about the history of hip hop, and me and you, we've been friends for so long. A lot of people don't know that. We go back to when your moms first gave Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde their first chance in Clinton Center. You know that, Doug?
No doubt, no doubt. Tell me about it. I still remember those days, man. It's like fresh in my head. But first of all, Stu, I gotta give a shout out to the New York Giants. Yeah,
to the
baby.
Giants.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, there's a lot of people down south going to be mad at me right now, but I told y'all so. But anyway, yeah, you know, we had to give a shout out to the Giants. But yeah, man, you know, I remember back in the days, Cat, man, back in the days in Clinton Center, Huntington Street between Lexington and Park, yes. Your moms were the first person in East Harlem to take a chance on cats. You know, it was Andre Harrell, who's Dr. Jekyll, Alonzo Brown,
yes.
Who's Mr. Hyde, and, you know, your moms gave a chance and gave a little party. Back then, the parties were like $2, and you get like a Frank and a hot dog and all that, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you do a dance and you win a record.
You won a record before, I remember, and they thought it was fixed because you was my friend and, you know, my mom's like
I was dancing
ran
with
everything.
Your sister.
Hey now. I still owe you one for that one, man.
But you know how it was back in the day, son. Back in the days in the 70s, every contest in Harlem was rigged, you know, it was somebody in the family gonna win it. The prizes wasn't going out the family, you know.
That's right. That's right.
You just
entered
the contest to have fun, but it's nobody other than a nephew, niece, or the son would win.
That's right, man. I remember the pea coats and the little Kango hats, and we used to be doing the freak dance, and you know what I mean?
Freak
opening
word.
Up your coat, letting the girl get in, you know, freaking them. You know what I mean? The freak dance.
No doubt. Some of the stronger crews back in the days, like everybody go back in the day, they don't go back until like the Fantastic Romantic to Magnificent Seven. You know, I remember when we used to go to Schaumburg Plaza, we was little dudes and go up there and watch Johnny Wild, Ray Vaughn, you know, Spivey, Cookie, and Tastic and them do their thing up on the plaza, you know?
Yeah, I remember those days. I mean, I remember them doing almost the little break dancing. You can't forget my man Ski Jump used to come around.
Ski Jump.
Big kid.
E-Man.
Yeah, he used to be doing a little footwork, and he was like, damn, that's 6'7" to me back then. But, you know, he's not that big. But back then, he looked so big. His name was Ski Jump. I mean, I called myself Kev Ski back then. Remember those
Everybody
days?
Was a Ski. I was Jazzy Jazz back then. I was young Jazzy Jazz back then. And we was B-Boys. And a lot of people don't know, we was original B-Boys. Like, a lot of people think it started with Rock Steady, you know what I'm saying? But it was way more crews than Rock Steady, man. It was
That's
like
right.
Floor Master Tots,
right.
Crusaders, Executioners,
you
know what I'm saying?
Man.
Floor Lords. Huh?
Yeah, I remember all those crews. I remember,
you know,
I
dudes like Greg O, Donald D, you know, my man Johnny Zip, you know, everybody
Dick.
Get, I know, no disrespect to Crazy Legs, you get the props, dogs, for taking it to the level, but we got to definitely make sure that people recognize Johnny Zip.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I know both of them, you know what I mean? I used to go to high school with the Crazy Legs, and he used to be like break dancing in the classroom. I used to be like, yo, dogs, you know, why don't you like read the book? He always wanted to get down on the floor and break dance. I remember those days. And I remember actually chilling with my man Kay Slay, you know, because Kay Slay was like back in the back of those days too, with the like, you know,
he was back DJ KG back then. He wasn't Kay Slay, he was KG back then, you know.
Yeah.
And he played ball. We all played on the same team and all that back then.
No doubt, no doubt. It was all fun, man. Back then, man, it was crazy fun, man. I mean, your moms had permission to whip another kid's ass. That was crazy, right? I mean,
yeah,
if you got
and it was
something,
fun.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it was bugged because, you know, by you saying that, I remember my mom's coming in the Clinton Center, you know, and you know, Alonzo and them, Mr. Hyde and them sold a brother out real fast. Like, you know, they just did some crazy stuff and put me on the microphone. Like, Kevin, you know, where's Kevin at? Miss Stewart is in the building looking for you, though. Like, put you on the microphone in a jam that was pumping back in the 70s and the 80s. That was crazy.
Word, they would shout you out like that, man. I remember those days because I used to give out flyers for Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, which is Andre Harrell and Lonzo Brown now. You know what I mean?
And we walked all the way to the Bronx.
Yeah, I remember those days, man. But I ain't going to lie, I cheated a few times. I went to Central Park and dumped a few of the flyers in the garbage can in Central Park, you know, because you had like thousands of those damn things, you know?
And that was how younger cats like us could get into the party, because we wasn't old enough to get into the party, but that was how we could get into Harlem World. We were like the little flyer crew. But, you know, we the early promoters when you think about that, dogs.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
We like one of the first promoters.
That's right. We're still going strong, you know what I mean? Shout out to all my peoples out there. You know what I'm saying?
But you know,
shout out to my man Russ. I can't forget about Russ, dude. You know what I mean?
Drinks on Russ.
Drinks on Russ every night, all night. That's what it is. You know?
Well, you know what I want to do right now, Kev? I want to go into some of the songs that we, you know, I want to go into the song that I actually won from your moms. That's the first song I'm going to play, you know, that
okay.
I won the dance
okay.
contest to.
Okay.
And then I want to go into a lot of cats that came from my neighborhood between Foster and, you know, Uptown a little bit and, you know, on the East Side and back and all in East Harlem, all the cats who helped pave the way. I'm going to do a little tribute to them. Then we're going to come back. And I'm also going to give them a little bit of Busy B at the, you know, the battle with Kool Moe Dee. We're going to talk about that, too, because that was real big in Harlem back in the day.
Yo, that sounds real good, man. But I want to tell the people out there, man, check out a Taste of Hip Hop cooking page, you know, on Facebook. Come by, man. Show me some love.
That's what's
man.
Up.
That's what's
no doubt.
Up,
check them
right?
out every Tuesdays and Sundays on here, right here on Beef Stew Radio, 11:30 p.m.
That's
we're gonna get into
man.
This right now.
All
right,
let's do this, man. All right.
You know what I mean? You remember that joint right there, right?
I mean, it's all good, man. It's bringing back so many memories. Many memories right now. I mean, I'm just loving this, Stu. I mean, keep it up, man. Keep it going, man.
So what? Before we go back into some more music, man, tell me what you remember about the club Harlem World back when you was young.
Well, I remember going to Harlem World, you know, and I wasn't really old enough to get in, so I always had to stand outside for a little extra half an hour to get up in there, but the bouncer was going to let me in. He just said, you know, he had to wait till he get a little crowded because, you know, I was, like, underage. And back then, wasn't it crazy, Stu, because you could be underage and get into an adult party. Wasn't that crazy?
You like 16, 17, long as you was fresh dip and looked at, you know, mostly everybody was getting money back then, so everybody looked at the part, you know, especially Harlem World had a bunch of ballers hanging in there.
Yeah,
everybody. You know,
I remember,
you know,
those days, man.
Homeboys, the original crews riding the bikes, the Shaq Dust crew, little Mike Trenton and Devin. You know, that's the original crews that set forth the motorcycle thing that's going on with the Rough Riders and everybody now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I remember those days, man. Everybody had money, man. You had the Rich Porters and the Outpos and the AZs. Everybody
was running
around. The Fritzes
and, you know what I'm saying? And every block, you know, you had the Do It Jack crew. You had the Shaq Dust crew. You had a couple of crews on the east side, you know. You had our block where they was calling the east side bandits. You know, it had a lot of things going on back then. The 3 for 5, the Deuces.
Yo,
and everybody was getting money.
Yo, Stu, what makes it so crazy? Because rappers nowadays, they want to portray these drug dealers back in the days, like with money being all flashy. But they don't know that came from the drug dealers that used to be in the parties, man. They was the ones that was throwing money around. You know?
Exactly.
I remember those
A lot
days.
Of cats don't know that Rich, I mean, my man LL Cool J, when he rolled his leg up in the joint, you know, my man Rich Porter used to do that. LL took that from Rich Porter back in the days, you know? Took
that
little thing
right?
When he put on his album cover, huh? Everybody knew
that
in Harlem.
Yeah.
But we're going to get into some more music, and we're going to come back and kick it a little bit more.
That sounds good, man, because I'm enjoying this music, man. Keep it up, man. Keep it.
Hey, what up, huh? What's happening, cool? Where you off to? Over to Foster. Say what? What's happening over there? My man, Captain Rock is getting ready to land the dip ship. Hey, man, I'm getting ready to go over there with you. Hold on. Captain Rock.
A couple of callers, so I guess we got some people that want to talk about back then. Caller, are you on the line?
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Caller, what's the deal? Talk to us.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
I'm all right.
How you doing?
I'm doing really good. I wanted to find out if you guys remember a group I remember from a long time ago. Hello?
We're listening to you.
Yeah, do you remember the Harlem group called the Gooey Cocksuckers?
Oh, man, you must have been
no,
in that
but we
group,
remember,
man.
We remember the Harlem group called the Cracker Killers.
But I remember you probably was in that group, man. You know what I mean? Talking that mess. I mean, you
Hello.
Probably a booty bandit.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello, there's another call on the line. Caller, you there?
Yeah.
Yo,
what's going
deal,
on?
Not much. I just had a question to ask you. Which one of you has the biggest, blackest dick?
Damn, you's a homo, man.
There's a
man.
Bunch of gay white guys on the line today by way of hip hop, you know?
Well, it's a bunch of gay people calling, man. But yo,
calling
I'm
on
not
the line, you know what I'm
saying? I'm not mad at the
I'm not,
gay
no, we're
people,
not trying
man.
To be funny, but, you know,
but
gays was in hip hop too. I don't know who was gay in hip hop back
well,
then, but we know
do.
Gay people was in hip hop too, so we're not discriminating, so.
That's right. I bet you there's a bunch of gay comedians out there, and they just called us, you know?
Yeah, you know they hate
yeah. But anyway, let's get probably back
some little skinhead white boys that hate that hip hop music is making more money than that punk rock music.
Let's get back into like what you know the whole theme about why we here, man. We're talking about old school rap, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like the Curtis Blows and all
mm-hmm.
those cats, man, rocking the parks, man. Remember back in the days, you used to get into a party like you said for a dollar. But a lot of times they used to be in the parks, man. You could just go to the park and be there all night. The police would let it be rocking to like 3 in the morning, I remember.
Yep. And you know the thing is, too, that people never used to be fighting like that.
Yeah, I know.
But you know
man.
What? Let's get into this Busy Bee in Harlem World live at Harlem World, Kev.
All right.
This is my man right here. Word up. What you shaming for? What's wrong?
Nothing, man.
You all right? You high? All right, fuck it then. I'm going to join you with one in 5 minutes, all right? Manhattan, Boogie Down Bronx, I need everybody cooperation right about this time. Come on, give me a soul clap. Clap hands. Come on. Everybody, come on. Clap hands. I want to ask you a question. I want to know, is Manhattan in the house? Is the Bronx in the house? Is the Shaq crew in the house? Come on, clap hands. Come on, everybody. Come on. Nobody can do it like this AJ can. Come on. All right, now. Come on, now. I want everybody to clap your hands one time. Give me a soul clap. Come on, clap your hands. Everybody, say ho, ho. Ho, ho. I want to ask an important question out there. I know everybody's been to restaurants. I know everybody went to restaurants. I want to find out whose favorite restaurant. Is it Burger King? What about White Castle? What about Blimpies? Speaking of Wendy's, what is it? What is it? Is it needed? What about Nathan's? Burger King? Is the cocaine crew in the house one time? Is the cocaine crew in the house? Cocaine crew, make noise, let me hear y'all. Say blow! 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 Scream! Now come on, clap your hands now. Come on, we're gonna make outrage noise. Come on, clap. Clap your hands. Come on, clap. Clap your hands. I now want to tell y'all, I want to know what's all that excitement getting the most cash money for that other MC that in the final that bit my shit. I want to know what's all that excitement getting the most money. Help me out, y'all. Is it cancers? What about Pisces? Is it Aquarius? Sagittarius? Tell me, what is it? What is it? Is it Virgos? What about Scorpios? Hey, statue, make noise, let me hear y'all, make noise, let me hear you say, ho, 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 ho. For little Noonie one time, for little Noonie, let me hear y'all say, Noonie, come on. Now all the people over there to get the cold cash money, and party people in the middle, say, ho, ho, say, we want to rock. Well, for those of you that don't know me well, just listen to who I am. Hey, they call me Starsky, and I'm the Busy Bee. Plus, I got a lot of that clientele. I like to say, so come on, y'all. Let's have a ball and clap your hands to the beat. This is I make you do the Patty Duke. I make you do what you like to the voice of Busy Bee. Now, what the hell was? Now, where's that place we work it out? I want to know, where's that place we work it out? One time for me now. And when it's time to work it out, we take them straight down to the and shoot some spur. That jingle jangle. Everybody say it one time. I got spur. Party people, help me out. Somebody say sex. Say and more sex. Say I like it. Say I love it. When it's somebody, come on. Anybody, come on. Everybody, please scream. If you know how to do the jiggalo, if you know how to do the jiggalo, let me hear everybody say, I do. Well, then come on, do it, y'all. Now clap your hands. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Clap. Clap your hands. Come on. Clap. Clap your hands. I know everybody loves their mama. If you love your mama, say it. You know that. Say it's like that. Somebody, come on. Anybody, come on. Everybody, please scream. If you're ready for 82, if you're ready for 82, let me hear y'all say
Yeah, that was a little something Busy Bee live at, you know, Harlem World. Now, Kev, I'm going to ask you something. Did you hear my man scream out blow and damn near the whole crowd said, oh?
I know, man. Back then, man, it was like people was just doing it out in the open, man. I'm not condoning it, but it was like crazy back then. It was like people just had so much freedom back then. But also, Stu, I want to give a shout out, to the brothers that passed away, like DJ Daryl C, you remember him from the Crash Crew.
Yeah, no doubt.
And also
crew.
My man DJ Louie Lou. Can't forget those cats, man, because they kind of paved the way for the East Side and you know, a little bit of West Side there, too. You know how it goes down.
No doubt, no doubt. Yeah, definitely was a lot of dudes out there, you know what I'm saying? Can't forget my man DJ Zappo out of Johnson Project. He was a pioneer out there, too. You know what I'm saying? A couple of cats out there. We had a few joint cats out there.
Yeah, I remember a lot of cats.
But and you know, another thing is that what these rappers don't really realize nowadays that it wasn't even talking about getting on the radio. It was like a big thing just to get on wax.
Yeah, that's so true, man. I mean, nowadays the kids want to wear their pants down to their ankles. I mean, they was dancing. We was dancing back then. Everybody was dancing. I didn't understand what a wallflower was. You remember that?
Yeah. These kids now, they just stand there and be fighting each other. You know, you was corny in the party if you wasn't dancing. If the people walk by and see you, what you doing? You a wallflower. That was like, you was like a chump back in the days.
Yo, I remember the Spanish cats back then was doing the hustle. They was doing the hustle. They was dance doing the freak. I mean, everybody, the WAP, everybody was doing something. Nobody was just standing around. When the music was thumping, everybody was jumping, man. Those are the good old days, man. I forget.
And before Rucker Park was pumping, we always used to go to Mount Morris Park and see the celebrity basketball games. That's where we used to go see the Furious Five against the Fantastic Romantic, you know, and they do a show. You remember back in the Mount Morris days in the weekend, everybody used to be packed up there?
Yeah, I remember those days. I mean, back then, I mean, cats used to fight. It wasn't about guns and stuff. Because, I mean, if one guy didn't pull out a gun, it'd probably be like a little 22. He used to go pop, pop, and everybody would run, but everybody would come back and start dancing. I used to be like, yo, what's going on? I mean, I lost a couple of pairs of sneakers. Yo, I lost
Word, we would come right back. It wasn't
That's
like
right.
now. It'd get cleared out. The police come. You know, it'll be some jump up. Everybody will run, and we'll come right back, and the music will come right back on, and we'll start right back dancing.
That's right, man. We used to plug up right to the lamp posts and all of that, man, getting that free electricity. I mean, those are the good old days, man. Hip-hop, like, changed, man. I mean, I know you can look at hip-hop nowadays and see the change, man, and feel it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we're going to talk about, because now a lot of battles turn to beef. That was Busy B. Now we're going to get into how Mo D snuck up on him that night. You know, we was in there back in the days with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde with that box with the one strap on it and the big speaker and the microphone. So this is original. This ain't one of them joints that's digital. This is original stuff right here. A lot of cats on the internet is throwing it out. Everything that you hear from DJ Biggs, threw out a little shorty up in the spot taping it myself. So that's what's up.
Yeah, no doubt, man. But anyway, man, we want to y'all, cats out there that shouted us out.
Once again, MC Busy B with Cool DJ AJ. Coming up next from the Treacherous Three MCs, Cool Mo D. He like to hear love rap. Huh? Oh, he got it? All right, well, Cool Mo D. 1-2-1-2, party people in the place to be. My name is MC Cool Mo D from the Treacherous Three. My man LA Sunshine in the place to be. We gonna get a little something straight here in the place to be. Don't worry about it, DJ Lee in the place to be. We gonna get a little something straight in the place to be.
1-2,
my man Busy B Starsky. How many people think Busy B Starsky rocked the house? I hear that in the place to be.
Yeah.
But if y'all notice it or not, you know, I heard a lot of shit, you know, Busy B's popping shit, saying he'll take out any MC and all that. I give it to the man, he know how to rock the crowd, but when it come to having rhymes, no way he can fuck around, and I'm going to prove that right now. In the place to be MC Cool Mo D, the coolest of the cool, can't nobody rock like me. Remember this, Cold Crush Show in the house, my man LA Sunshine in the place to be, we going to have a little fun, DJ Lee, you think you got it together yet? 1-2. One for the treble, two for the bass, two easy lead, left rock, play. 1-2-1-2, do what you do now. Hold on, Busy B, I don't mean to be bold, but put that paw, did it, paw bullshit on hold. We gonna get right down to the nitty gritty. Gonna tell you a little something why you ain't shit. It ain't an empty shot that you don't hug. You even bitch your name from the love bug. You're not a fighter nigga's name, it's some low down
shit. Shut up.
If you was money, man, you'd be counterfeit. I gotta give it to you, though you can rock. But everybody know you're on the furious dock. And I remember Busy from the olden times, when my man Mooney D used to sell your rhymes. Remember that rhyme called Diddy Bar Diddy? Man, goddamn, that shit was a penny. Too hot to spot, hit to rock a spot. Spoony D rockin' whether you like it or not. He paid for the rhyme, asked for it twice. He said Spoony D, I'll buy it any price. When Spoony finally sold it, oh, what a relief. Busy B stolen like a fucking thief. Came out rockin', the party's yours. Got everybody thinking that that rhyme's yours. Every time I hear it, I throw a fit. Party after party, the same old shit. Record after record, rhyme after rhyme. Always wanna know your zodiac sign. He changed the shit to the favorite scene. Come on, Busy B, tell me what that means. Hold on, on, brother, man, don't you say nothing. I'm not finished yet, I gotta tell you something. Too hot to trot, I'm hit to rock a spot. I'm gonna rock your ass whether you like it or not. He made it up to the title right on the spot. How can I take a title you ain't got? You're not number one, you're not even the best. And you can't win no real empty contest. Celebrity clubs and bullshit like those. Those are kind of stuff that everybody knows. Celebrity clubs are those the kind you can win. It's all set up before we come in. But in a battle like this, you know you'll lose. Between me and you, who do you think they'll choose? Well, if you think it's you, I got bad news. Because I hear your name, you're gonna hear some moves. Cause you're faking the funk, cause you're faking the funk. And at the end of this round, you can call me Uncle Mo-D Rock Shop the house. Call me Uncle Rock the house. Y'all, like this, y'all, like this, y'all,
yeah.
Like this, this, it's like this, y'all. Mm. Now you popcorn peanut toy MCs. Never, ever, ever heard no rhymes like these. Cause my intent from the time I spend is to say those rhymes that I invent. And for your pleasure, a rhyme you'll treasure. Please don't try, cause you can't measure. The length or time can't touch the rhyme. Hip hop don't stop, cause you know I'm an MC supreme and I'm one of a kind. If you search real hard, I'm sure you'll find. Ain't another MC who can rhyme like this. Not your mother or your father, aunt, brother, or your sister. Sit back and enjoy, don't try to bite. Cause it's very hard to say any rhyme I write. But do it like this, do it like that. Concentrate real hard and get the rhyme down pat. No matter how hard you try, you'll see. You'll get your mind in the mind and can't say it like me. But you wanna be, busy wanna be. And you know we wanna be another Kumo D. So let's all chant because you know you can. Everybody salute to the new MC champ. It's like this, y'all, like this, y'all, like
yeah, yeah. That was deep back in the days.
Yeah, man. I'm feeling that, man. I was enjoying that, man. I had like a flashback. I mean, I remember, man, when I had the big radio and I was like booming and walking around the neighborhood with the radio up on my shoulder. And
with the name buckle on.
What? Stu, what was made it so crazy? Do you remember everybody would walk around with the same song playing? Nobody had that many records out or whatever the case is. It was about
Sugar Hill Gang played for like 2 years, son.
Yo, it wasn't no Walkmans. It wasn't no iPods. It wasn't none of that. You had to have a boom box with a cassette tape. I mean, we used to go crazy sometimes because your cassette get caught up in the radio. You got to make sure your tape don't pop. You throw your radio away. You sure didn't want that tape to pop because you only like own one of those, you know? Because everybody.
Some of the hottest battles that was out, like I'm going to name some of them, like the tapes that we used to rock that we was little dudes. So that's like what you cats do now when y'all get that new, oh, that's that new Rick Ross. We was like, well, yo, the Cold Crush battle, the Fantastic Romantic, we had to get that tape. And we had to get, you know, the Force 3 MCs who became the Force MDs later, you know what I mean? But we had to get their joint. We had to get the Jekyll and Hyde or Mr. Bond put out something, or Johnny Wall, Ray Vaughn had something hot out. You know, we was little dudes like that. Cats don't know. It was like real different for us back in the days.
Yeah, yeah. I want to shout out, you know, Johnny Wall and Ray Vaughn. I mean, definitely friends on my Facebook page, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
Love go out to y'all all the time. Enough respect. All right? Yeah, Stu, I
DJ
remember.
Spivey.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, Spivey be like, is he still spinning on his head? The last time I seen Spivey,
he was still breakdancing in the train station. I hate to say it, but I seen him on the news too. But he was doing his thing though, and he's still nice and still like, yo, I know he's older than us, and he still was doing backflips and no hand cartwheels and stuff like that. You know,
I mean, he
you know,
gotta
you seen
be
him with
like
the cats that be breakdancing in the train station. He still was keeping it rocking.
Yo, that's crazy because he's definitely an antique. You know what I mean? You think he would just
he's
sit
a legend
in the corner and everybody just look at him? You know, because he like a legend, like you said, DJ Spivey.
And Drama King was like a little guy back then. Drama King, K Slade, you know, he was with us. We was like little. He was like the little DJ back in East Harlem and Harlem back then, him and Dollar Bill and them.
Yeah, I remember K Slade. Shout out to my man K Slade. K Slade always wanted to like write on something. He always wanted to tag something. I forgot what his name was, but he was.
You know what
writing.
I remember about him?
What?
Kev, no, not to cut you off. When we was in class, the teacher used to let him tag his work. Like, you know, write it like graffiti. Like, you know, he was the only cat in class that could do that.
Yo, I mean, he used to have reports. And you used to look at his reports. You swear to God, you're supposed to, like, put all that writing up on a train or something. I mean, he used to be, like, bugging me out with that. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that was crazy, man. Back in the days, hip-hop was, like, I mean, love, man. I mean, you can't even say it was hip-hop back then because I call it rap. That was rap back then.
Yeah, that was
hip-hop.
Rap. That was real rap. But you know what, man? We're going to get back into a little more music. I might even throw when Slick Rick, when Dougie Fresh bought Slick Rick. That's why I wish Russ was here, because Russ is from Stinkin' Lincoln. Big shout to the Cigar Mob and everybody Stinkin' Lincoln, to the Crash Crew and all of them back then. And, you know, Russ was out there. He was out there, too. But if we got enough time, I want to play when Dougie Fresh bought with Slick Rick to Harlem back in the days.
Do it, man.
They did Lottie Dottie the first time, huh?
So just do it, man. Just get into the music.
I'm
going to
play a little
music,
then we're going to get into that.
All right. That's what's up, man. All right?
Go.
Pure as the driven snow. And now I'm having fun, baby. It's getting kind of low. I need some one-on-one, baby.
Don't let it blow your mind away,
baby.
Go till it's the highway, 'cause white lies blow away.
Blow! Rock! Blow!
A million magic crystals, painted pure and white. A multi-million dollars, almost overnight. Twice as sweet as sugar, twice as bitter as salt. And if you get hooked, baby, it's nobody else's fault, so don't do it.
Free. Rock. Free. Rock. Free. Rock. Free. Rock. Rock. Go.
Higher, baby. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. And don't ever come down.
Free me.
Bringing you the baddest dance we can find.
We are here to tell the world
just who we are. Black and female, cause we are superstars. Let me tell you, the bass in your face, the highs in your eyes, so make your nation rise. Cause we are the crash through, and we rock till you can't survive.
Twist, Friday the 3rd,
when we heard the word,
Mike and Dave was taking over the town.
And now they're happy people,
dancing to the beat
of the vicious crash through sound.
With two DJs, the Sensei,
we rock the house so viciously.
And I'm the R, the E, double G-I-E, be the highest degree, and the woman key. Satisfy your needs and curiosity.
Well, I'm the B-S-S-T-R-O.
So I came here to rock, I came here to roll. Wouldn't touch the wax, I would've changed the pole.
Cause I'm the L to the A, the S-H-U, to the B-E-E, I'm lost you B. Because I float like a butterfly, sing like a bee. They talk about B over cups to T.
Well, I'm the N to the I, the A-E-C. Because I vibe the mic, tranquility. I'm with the pole, so the five, not for MC. Cause I am the only E-K, Mike
G. And I'm the G-double-E, the M-A-N. And I want you young ladies just to understand that I'm setting my level from the land. Land, doing it all with my master plan.
And I come to you in the radio wave. I rock the house cause I can't behave. All the females on the rock just crazy, crazy. I go by the name of a disco day.
Don't quit the beat, quitting, stop the beat, stopping. Come on, Dow C, just keep on rocking.
You know what I mean? You remember that cat?
I'm enjoying myself, man. I really am, man. I'm like in a daze. You know what I mean? When I listen to these records, they bring back so much memory.
Yeah, we gotta say rest in peace to a lot of homeboys who we know of back in the days, who died back then, who ain't here to be with us. You know, everybody, you know, who passed away. Special big shout out to my man Richard Eady, you know what I mean? Legendary brother out of Clinton Houses, man. Want to give a shout out to him and my man Andre Oliver. Definitely give a shout out to them.
Yeah, man. So many people, man, that passed away, man. I mean, I'm glad people, like, we're getting it together nowadays. That's one thing I can say. I mean, it rap is going positive now. I mean, at one time it was like pretty violent, but nowadays it's a little, like, you know, it's a little relaxed. I give it to the Dirty South. I mean, they're bringing a little relaxed music and all that. You know, it ain't about
bringing
guns,
it back to fun.
Nothing. Right, so you
yeah,
because
it was about fun. It was about, you know, boasting about how fly. We always boasted about how fly we was, but we never put the other person down. But we're going to get into this live at Lincoln Projects. Dougie Fresh introducing Slick Rick right now, Kev.
All right. So you're not taking no callers, I guess, huh?
Nah.
Steven, you've been with your girl for quite a while. Plans for the future, she's having your child. Celebrate with Prince Drake, Kev, and Quad. Tell all your friends about your family thought. One friend, drunky, starts to act wild. Tell the truth about the kid, it's not your child. Acting like a jerk on the face of smirk. He said your wife went berserk while you was hard at work. She led him on, she tried to please him. She didn't waste time, she didn't try to tease him. Treat him like a prostitute.
Treat him like a prostitute.
Don't treat a girlie well until you're sure it is true. Because all they do, hurt, trample. Listen, here comes my second example. Your wife, you buy the bitch jewels and clothes. You get sentimental, you bring home a rose. Give her everything because you swear she's worth it. All your friends tell you she
the bitch don't deserve it.
Love is blind, there goes your wealth. Until one day you see things for yourself. Home for work, early miss the lover, man. You had some card and some candy in your right hand. There's the mailman, short yet stout. He stepped in your house, he didn't step back out. Beat it, just a friendly stop. Come on, is it? The mailman stops and pays your wife a visit. The thought alone makes your temperature boil. You say to yourself, she might still be loyal. You open up your door, you stand in a trance. You see the mailman's bag, the mailman's pants. Came home to party and work had a hard day. Look around your house, you say, where the hell are they? Run upstairs up to your bedroom. You look inside your room, you see something groom. Cover your mouth because you're almost choked. You see the mailman's cock stuck up your wife's throat. Treat him like a prostitute. Don't treat no girlie well until you're sure of the scoop. Cause all they do is hurt, trample. Listen, it comes to my last example. You're right, she don't like sex a lot. Today she's ready and hot, hot, hot. As you open the door, she says, get on the floor. She wants to try things she never tried before. Takes off your clothes, works you over, calls you Twinkles and you call her
Rover.
Next thing you know, she starts to ill. She says, I love you, Harold, and your name is
Phil.
That's not the half till you start to ride up. You take off your rubber, but there's one more inside her. It's not yours. Who can it be? It must be that fly nigga. They call him MC Ricky. Hey, yo. Treat him like a prostitute.
Treat him like a prostitute.
Don't treat no girly well until you show her this too.
Okay, now this is going to bring back some memories. Here you go. All right. La-di-da-di. La-di-da-di.
I like the party, I don't cause trouble, I don't bother nobody. I'm just a man that's on the mic, and when I rock on the mic, I rock the mic. But all of y'all.
Yeah, I had to bring y'all a little snippet of that.
Yo,
straight
man,
out of Lincoln Project, huh?
I was enjoying that, man. I mean, that was like really like Slick Rick and like, man, that was like Doug Fresh. That was hot, man. That was
that
really
was hot.
Hot.
Right out of Lincoln Projects back in the day, straight there, taped live.
Yo,
all right, so
was,
for all you cats out there that don't know, my man Kev, get his cook on and Big Stu, we got hip-hop history. Don't sleep on us, man. We know what
right,
it is.
Man.
We was there.
That's right. All right, that's right. That's right. Yo, Stu, I got to plug this in because next week, you know and I know, but the fans out there don't know, that we are going to be coming on at this time at 11:30. A Taste of Hip Hop Cooking will on the radio next week. Oh, man. Yeah, and then also, Stu, you know, I got to talk about the chumps that called. I mean, we can't stop those type of cats from calling in. But I do want
to
apologize to all of y'all out there that live the right way, that don't be, you know, saying things like that, to think they funny, you know, talking about another man's private part and he's a man. You know, I don't
hiding on the phone, you know?
Right, right.
Those
right,
are dudes
right.
with issues, you know? Those are dudes
right.
that you got to be careful for. Those are dudes that go and shoot their school up the next day, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right,
you got to
right.
watch out for guys like that, man.
I mean,
you know?
Those guys
we
are
ain't
not
got
even,
time for them.
They're fake, man. They're just fake.
Yeah, they're fake.
So,
you know, a real man, like we said, we from where it's at. We come from where it's at. You want to say something, homie, you put it up in the face. You come to a man's face and say it to him.
Right, right. So I just want to apologize to everybody out there for those fools for calling, you know what I mean? So, I mean.
But they're telling me we got to leave, man. So I just want to thank you for being on the show with me and bringing down the hip-hop, you know, bringing down a little history of Harlem hip-hop. Everybody tune in tomorrow. Me and the Kappa will be interviewing Mr. John Fournier. He will be talking about the Detroit riots and all that. That's going to be a deep joint. Once again, I thank my man Kev. Get his cook on. Like, make sure y'all check in every Tuesdays and Sundays, 11:30 p.m. Him and Drinks on Russ will be there. And yours truly will be on the Wheels of Steel, on the, you know, on the low. You know, I'll be there too. So just, you know, check us out. Kev, you got anything to say before we get up out of here, man?
Yeah, man. I mean, I want everybody to, like, check out my Facebook page. You know what I mean? Come in. It's called A Taste of Hip Hop Cooking. Everybody's welcome. Only ones that's not welcome is those chumps that call dick. You know what I mean? Other than that, everybody else is welcome. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, right. Come and be the friend. You know what I mean? That's what's up, all right?
That's what's up. Good night, y'all.
All right. This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.